When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You know, throughout the whole game, talking to me, communicating to me, and then, you know, when it gets to 2 minute, and like today, end of the game, you know, before OT, is just, you know, now it's time to go be Superman and go do all those different things.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Nice choice of song there with Caleb Williams telling you what he heard from Thomas Brown.
He might be the Bears' most exciting player since Devin Hester.
Wow.
You know, I think when you look at what he's capable of doing and frankly, the path that he's on, you could make that argument. Huh. It's a funny, never thought of that before. That, thank you, Brandon, for putting that in my head.
Yeah.
Thanks. When Caleb Williams referred to himself.
I'll be muttering that song all night, son of a butt.
And he did. I guess he didn't refer to himself as Superman. He quoted Thomas Brown. Do the Superman thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, you say that to certain people who are capable of doing the Superman thing. He's one of them. And that's what we're talking about. You can call it the Superman thing. You can call it the special. You can call it whatever you want. But you know it when you see it. And we've seen it the last couple of weeks.
Why did you say to me in this segment, do the Lois Lane thing? I don't understand.
Well, you know.
What is your real message?
My dated reference. People are like, who's Lois Lane?
Superman.
You're more a Clark Kent type, especially with those glasses.
Thank you, buddy. Clark Kent. Yeah. You wouldn't believe. If I tore off my shirt, your jaw would hang agape.
Caleb Williams put on the cape, though, and he did come through when he needed to. Now, he didn't, in fairness, finish the job. He had an extraordinary day, really. When you look at the numbers and you think about he's not throwing an interception in a very long time.
It's crazy.
And yesterday he took more chances, and I think those risks were rewarded. So, especially with the Keenan Allen throw, the 40-yarder, that was a great decision and a throw that was pinpoint with accuracy. DJ Moore, 27 yards. Boy, it got down to field goal range. Yes. And you saw him kind of celebrate. This is what we're talking about. But let's be honest here. In overtime, didn't get it done, and he needs to get it done there. He needs to finish the job. The 12-yard sack was one of those learning experiences. You can't be perfect on every play. I thought it was interesting that Olin pointed it out, and you saw it in real time. Brian Flores, after coming at him all day, dropped into coverage in overtime. I think it maybe confused him a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, where are all these? That was a coverage sack.
Yeah.
And Caleb Williams got to throw the ball away. Live to fight another down.
Yeah, there's no shadow of a doubt, but for a young player to come, I mean, for the Bears to score 11 points in 22 seconds, I'm sorry. I mean, that was you were marveling at that.
Yes.
That was crazy. They needed so many plays. They needed to score the touchdown, to get the 2-point conversion, to get the onside kick.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
To kick a 48-yard field goal, and don't forget the pass down the middle of the field to DJ that set it up, and then they win a coin flip.
And then you had
all those things went their way, and then it fell.
Before you get to the coin flip, you had to actually kick a field goal and not get it blocked.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yes!
It barely did not get blocked, but hey.
Before we get to the phone calls, I want to hear from somebody out there to call in if somebody out there exists and is near their phone.
You looking for a mathematician again?
No. We'll get into that later. I don't need to hear from a mathematician. I heard from all the sort of Twitter experts yesterday. So, and I invited that, so it's on me.
Yeah.
I want to hear from somebody if they left the game, got into the car, turned on the car radio to listen to the rest of the game, and then regretted leaving. because of what you just described, the 11-point comeback.
They're probably home watching the overtime. I don't think you regret that.
No, you're probably still going to – it's a hard place to leave and get out of fast.
Oh, it's hard to get out of fast. That's why people leave early.
It's probably – well, they might be in their car still.
Or they think the game is over. Yeah, let's hear from someone who was stuck on LSD, and I mean the drug. No, on Lakeshore Drive.
While this was all unfolding.
While this was happening.
Be fun.
That would be a crazy thing. All right, we got a lot of people who want to check in. 312-644-6767. We'll start with Jeff. He's on the Odyssey app. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Quick, I have an observation about the game, and then I have a question for you guys.
Sure.
There seems to be like a disconnect for me because I'm seeing Caleb play better. I'm seeing the offense look a lot better under Thomas Brown. But as Olin kind of mentioned, we only saw 16 points for 59 minutes of that game. And then when they went into prevent defense, Caleb showed us some special things. So for some reason, maybe that's an indictment on our head coach because maybe he's doing things that are causing us not to score. But my question for you is, and I thought Dustin was going that way when he talked earlier. If you guys were the GM and you knew you were going to get rid of Eberflus at the end of this season, and after the Lions game, wouldn't you fire him after the Lions game? And if you were going to interview Thomas Brown as a potential candidate, put him in as head coach so that way he could have a trial to show you what he can do in a five-game stretch. And you guys have a good Thanksgiving.
Hi, buddy. Have a great
you
one.
You too. Thanks for the phone call and always listening. I think this about that scenario. Thomas Brown is, after two games, somebody who has represented himself pretty well as a play caller. If you like that direction and the connection he has with Caleb Williams, Don't change the dynamic again. Don't change the dynamic again by making him the head coach.
Don't do anything that Bernstein suggests.
Keep him calling plays. If you make a move to replace Matt Eberflus because you chose to fire him on Friday after Thanksgiving, that's independent of anything else you do with your play caller. Keep your play caller calling plays.
Let's try Joe. He's in McHenry. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. I'm out in McHenry, so it's a long way in. So we already, like, predetermined we were going to leave right at the beginning of the fourth. I think they were still down by two scores by then, you know. So we were feeling it, you know, same old Bears. So I get in my car, driving home, drop off my buddy. We're listening to music at that point, not even finishing the game. And then my buddy calls me, and he's like, dude, these assholes are in overtime.
Whoa. I think we caught that.
I think we maybe caught that. All right, let's go to, is Kevin in St. Charles? Kevin.
Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Well, good morning, Logan Hall.
Keep it clean, buddy.
Keep it clean.
I'll keep it clean. I don't want to ruin this good relationship we've developed here.
I know, me either.
Bless you guys. Well, hey, thanks for getting me on. Let me do a quick, brief shout out. They called themselves the Porta Potty Boys during tailgate yesterday. I ran into some of your 670 The Score fans, and I did. I told them if I got through tomorrow, I give them their own little personal shout out. So we were waiting by the porta potty, and they said, call out the porta potty boys. So that's what I'm. Right.
Great, Kevin. Let's keep this relationship positive. Let's go.
Hey, the porta potty boys get it done. What?
The takeaways, I too left with down two scores, me and my buddies. They wanted to drive home. I'm staying in the city. So as we left, I'm walking down 18th Street into the South Loop to grab some food, and then there's this little garage, and they had a Bears Den decked out in it. And I'm walking by, and I see what's going on. Before you know it, there's like 50 other Bear fans that all left the stadium. We're curled around this little 10x10 garage watching the end. I wasn't surprised in the least, but it felt reaffirming to know after leaving they were going to lose it anyways. But to keep working with us, boys. Like I said last week, I would love to see Flus go. This organization and Kevin Warren talks about we won't settle. We want winning, and they need to put their money where their mouths are because he has not established a winning culture, like I mentioned before. you went against a one score coach who dominates victories. And I knew that, I just knew from that statistic that we were not going to be in favor of this game. And you mentioned the, I think it was David, you mentioned during the pick six, all of those conversions on defense that they let up to lose the game. If Matt Eberflus, if the one thing that you can't do right, which is control the defense, not working, why are you even here? I'll finish with my opinion. Head coaches should do three things on game day: prep the team, clock management, and challenge certain plays on the field. He failed miserably at all three, and I'm just tired of seeing him. Just get him out of here. Let's start fresh until we know who's going to come in here, and hopefully, 2025, we get an organization that can support this all-star, all-pro potential quarterback.
Thanks, Kevin. Great stuff. Thank you.
A lot there.
We've all been there. We are hunched around the television with a bunch of people you don't know cheering on the team.
But
it's funny.
I wonder how much regret, because you could have been in person. You paid a lot for those tickets, and then you left.
I think you know, when they've exhausted you to the point where you leave, you don't regret leaving. You know, maybe you regret not being there when it happened, but as he said, ultimately, it's you're left with this.
I understand everybody who left.
Yeah,
because you're like, why stay to watch something that we're tired of watching? But I don't know how I'd feel after seeing my unfolded. You know, you would feel, it's okay to feel a little bit of a regret though, because you missed a comeback that you seldom see from the Bears.
Cool. It
was so un-Bear-like.
It was very un-Bear-like, and then it became Bear-like. That's how these things roll. All right, we will be back with all your phone calls, 312-644-6767.